We have several reports on the latest news in Iraq this evening. First, an Iraqi opposition group says Saddam Hussein's last surviving son-in-law has surrendered. Jamal Mustafa Sultan al-Takriti is among the 55 regime leaders on the United States' most wanted list. The Iraqi National Congress says Jamal turned himself in, along with one of Saddam's bodyguards, after returning to Iraq from Syria. And U.S. forces say they have captured the former Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research. Joining me now is NPR's Scott Horsley. Scott, let's talk first about this son-in-law. What do we know about him?
Lynn, he is married to Saddam's youngest daughter, Hala, and he's the last surviving son-in-law. Two others, you may recall, were executed in the mid-1990s after they temporarily defected to Jordan. In that now famous deck of playing cards the military made featuring the faces of the 55 most wanted, Jamal is the nine of clubs, the biggest fish caught so far. In addition, a spokesman for the Iraqi National Congress, to whom he surrendered, says the bodyguard traveling with Jamal may have information on the whereabouts of Saddam and other regime leaders.
Is it surprising that they just surrendered to the Iraqi National Congress?
Well, part of what's interesting here is that as U.S. forces are looking around, they are getting help from groups like the Iraqi National Congress. Yesterday, it was the newly reorganized Iraqi police force who turned over to U.S. forces Saddam's former finance minister. And then late last week, it was Kurdish forces who turned over a regional commander for the Ba'ath Party. So U.S. forces are getting some help from these various groups as they go about their manhunt.
And in this case, the Iraqi National Congress talked Jamal into coming back to Iraq from Syria.
Well, as you know, the Bush administration has admonished Syria about harboring members of Saddam's regime. Syria has denied doing that. Today in Fort Hood, Texas, where President Bush celebrated Easter, he said that Syria is, quote, getting the message. And he said that he believes Syria wants to cooperate.
And U.S. forces also captured a former education minister. What do we know about him?
That's right. His name is Abdul al-Khaliq Abd al-Ghaffar. He was taken into custody by U.S. forces yesterday. In addition to his post as higher education minister, he's described as the former minister of scientific research, so it's conceivable he might have some important information about weapons of mass destruction. In that deck of cards, he is the four of hearts. So for the card players who've been keeping score, the U.S. and friendly forces now hold a pair of fours, a pair of fives, a seven, an eight, and a nine. All the aces, though, including Saddam himself, his two sons, and a presidential secretary, are still unaccounted for.
Okay. NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks so much for joining us, Scott.
My pleasure.